above-the-line deductions. Above-the-line deductions are adjustments deducted from the gross income to arrive at the adjusted gross income for individual taxpayers. Above-the-line deductions acronym is HEMPAGI 4 times S, where H stands for Health Savings Account Deductions, E stands for Educator Expenses, M stands for Moving Expenses for Military, P stands for Penalty on Early Withdrawal of Savings, A stands for Alimony Paid Pursuant to Divorce Finalized Before 2019, J stands for Jury Duty Payment, I stands for IRA Deduction. First S stands for 50% of self-employment tax. Second S stands for self-employed SEP and qualified plans. Third S stands for self-employed health insurance deduction. And fourth S stands for student loan interest deduction. Health Savings Account Deduction. Health Savings Account is a tax-exempt account to save money exclusively for future medical expense. For self-only coverage, taxpayer or his employer can contribute up to $3,500. For family coverage, taxpayer or his employer can contribute up to $7,000. Second is educator expenses. School educators may claim an above-the-line deduction for unreimbursed expenses for books and supplies used in classrooms up to $250 annually. Moving expenses. Deduction for relocation expenses are allowed to military members on active duty. Fourth, penalty on early withdrawal of savings. A penalty for early withdrawal from a time savings account is deduction from AGI. The deduction is taken on the return for the tax year the funds are withdrawn or the penalty is incurred. Fifth, alimony. Only amounts that are required to be included as gross income of the recipient as alimony are deductible by the payer in calculating AGI. That is, divorces executed before 2019. Child support is neither gross income to the recipient nor deductible by the payer. 6. Jury duty pay. Pay for jury duty is a compensation and included in gross income. However, jury duty pay, if remitted back to an employer, is deductible for AGI as an above-the-line deduction. 7. Individual Retirement Account IRA Deduction. The maximum amount that any taxpayer may deduct for a contribution to an IRA is limited to the lesser of $6,000 or the taxpayer's compensation gross income. Compensation represents alimony and earned income and does not include distribution from pension plans or interest income. If the taxpayer is age 50 or older, a $1,000 catch-up contribution is allowed in addition to the $6,000 per year IRA contribution limit. Further, if one spouse is eligible to make a deductible IRA contribution, that spouse may contribute up to $14,000 if a joint return is filed and both taxpayers are age 50 or over. Distributions received from a traditional IRA are taxed as ordinary income. A taxpayer will be credited with making a contribution on the last day of the preceding year if the contribution is made by the due date of the return without regard to extensions. IRA distributions made before age 59 and a half are subject to taxation plus a 10% penalty tax. The penalty is not imposed when the distributions are for death or disability, medical expenses in excess of 10% of AGI, qualified higher education expenses, and the purchase of a first home up to $10,000. Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. Contribution to Roth IRA are non-deductible. Contributions to Roth IRA are subject to income limits. The maximum yearly contribution that can be made to a Roth IRA is phased out for joint filers with adjusted gross income between $1,96,000 and $2,06,000. The earnings on contributions from the Roth IRA are not taxed, provided they are a qualified distribution. To be a qualified distribution, the distribution must satisfy a 5-year holding period and must be 1. Made on or after the date an individual attains age 59 and a half years. 2. Made to a beneficiary or the individual's estate on or after the individual's death. 3. Attributable to the individuals being disabled. 4. Used to pay qualified first-time home buyer expenses. And 5. Made upon the birth or adoption of a child. So to brief, the differences between the traditional IRAs and the Roth IRAs. 1. Contributions. The contributions to the traditional IRA are fully deductible up to the lesser of $6,000 or $7,000 if the age is 50 years or more, or all-includable compensation. Whereas for Roth IRAs, the contributions are non-deductible. Regarding distributions, for traditional IRAs, the distributions are includable in the gross income. Whereas for the Roth IRAs, the distributions are not includable in the gross income if requirements are met. 8. Self-employment tax. Self-employed individuals is allowed deduction for the employer's portion of the FICA. Hence, can deduct 50% of the FICA taxes paid. For 2020, the employer's portion of the deduction includes a 6.2% of the first $1,37,700 of net earnings from self-employment plus b 1.45% of net earnings from self-employment without any cap. Do note that the 0.9% additional Medicare tax is on the employee's portion of the FICA and therefore 0.9% is not deductible. 9. Self-employed SEP and qualified plans. Self-employed individuals can deduct specified amounts paid on his or her behalf to qualified retirement or a KIOC plan or a profit-sharing plan. The contribution limit is lesser of 1. 25% of earned income derived by self-employed individuals from the trade or business, or $57,000. The earned income must be reduced by 1. The employer's portion of self-employment tax, and thereafter the net amount should be reduced by the amount of contribution. Standard rate of 20% is used. 10. Self-employed health insurance deduction. For payments made for health insurance coverage for individual, spouse or dependents. Self-employed individuals can deduct 100% of the payments which are limited to taxpayers' earned income derived from the business for which the insurance plan was established. 11. Student loan interest deduction. Taxpayers may deduct up to $2,500 of interest paid on qualified educational loans. Phase-out is based on the AGI. It is important to remember that the interest must be paid. Covered-all Education Savings Account. Up to $2,000 per beneficiary child, subject to AGI limit.